Rising costs, shrinking enrollment, and high student debt. That's the perfect storm facing many small, specialized institutions of higher learning in this country. So one of the smaller colleges in Boston is looking to merge with the biggest. WBUR's Max Larkin reports on the proposal for Wheelock College to become part of Boston University.
For almost 150 years, Wheelock College has been small and proud of it. It began in 1888. As Miss Wheelock's kindergarten training school. Miss Wheelock was Lucy Wheelock, a teacher who watched as Boston neighborhoods filled with newcomers from Portugal, Italy, and the Philippines. In response, she set up a school, declaring that educating immigrant children was, quote, the greatest good of mankind. Wheelock College has trained teachers to work with young children ever since. David Chard has run the college for just over a year, and he says its founder has been on his mind a lot lately.
I've often thought over the last several months of what would Lucy Wheelock do if she were here today.
Chard took over Miss Wheelock's school at a perilous moment. Recently, the college's smallness has started to work against it. In the past 2 years, its enrollment dipped by nearly 30% to barely 1,000 undergraduate and graduate students. Only about half of its students leave with a degree, and the school's endowment shed about a third of its value in the recession and still hasn't returned to its 2007 heights. To raise revenue in recent years, Wheelock has accepted nearly every student who applied and has raised tuition by thousands of dollars a year. It's worth noting that Wheelock still costs the average student $10,000 a year less than does Boston University, the school with which it hopes to partner. That spiral of rising costs and shrinking enrollment is a crisis afflicting small colleges across the United States.
Significant increases in tuition year over year over year against the reality that middle-class wages have largely been stagnant.
That's Michael Horn, an education consultant based in Boston. But Wheelock is only further set back by the purity of its mission. The college trains preschool teachers and social workers, not doctors or lawyers who might shore up its endowment with donations. Mounting research suggests that early childhood education is as important to a child's development as it seemed to Lucy Wheelock a century ago. But its practitioners don't make a lot of money. American preschool teachers, for example, earn a median salary of just $28,000 a year. That means the average Wheelock graduate leaves the school carrying most of a year's salary in student debt. Facing that crisis, President Chard says he and Wheelock's board had to get creative. First, they sold off the multi-million dollar president's house that Chard and his partner had been living in. Then they asked larger schools across the country to consider a partnership. This week, Wheelock and Boston University entered into talks to merge. Chard says the board chose BU because it seemed like a natural complement. Wheelock's program focuses on clinical training for teachers, while BU's School of Education excels at research. Plus, the two campuses are less than a mile apart.
If you put those two together, we have the potential to create a preeminent college of education and human development.
Many details of the merger have yet to be finalized. BU is refusing any comment, though a letter from its president, Robert Brown, hopes the merger will enhance BU's programs and, quote, maintain the exemplary mission of Wheelock College. Chard imagines a new school that would combine the two faculties, continue to train teachers, and bear the Wheelock name. And current students would be admitted into BU if the plan proceeds. Many current Wheelock students say they're still processing the news. But Tim Kanowski, a rising senior in Wheelock's special education program, says he's glad that a school he's loved might have a new lease on life.
Not being sure if I was going to be able to take my own family there in the future, because it would be like a stop and shop at the end of the day, it makes me really happy.
It feels like a happy ending to Chard, too, after an uncertain first year on the job. The merger hasn't gone through yet, but Chard hopes that if it does, he'll have done right by Miss Wheelock's vision.
I hope that I'm not doing her a disservice, but rather I'm really helping her legacy live on.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.